Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. In honor of Martin Luther King Day, today's kind of a day off, but still doing a broadcast and a few things that need to get done work-wise. But anyhow, if you were looking for this earlier, that's why we're a little behind schedule, so to speak. We're going to be talking and praying this week about a new way. And it's the follow-up to the sermon I shared yesterday as we looked at Hebrews and about Jesus being that new way. And what that looks like in our life, we're going to break it down a little further this week. And so, encourage you to check out that message from yesterday if you haven't already heard it. But today we're going to talk and pray specifically about an enriched way. And looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5, Paul writes and says, "For in him, that is Jesus, you have been enriched in every way, in all of your speaking and in all your knowledge." It's kind of part of that introduction to the Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, at least the first one that we have recorded as part of Scripture. And if you think about the rest of the letter and how much Paul was addressing difficulties, trying to straighten out problems, giving counsel, this opening might be just a little bit of a surprise. But I think it's quite encouraging for all of us for Paul to write to the Corinthians who were in the midst of problems within their gathering and reminds them that they have been enriched in every way through Jesus. In every form of teaching, in every part of knowledge regarding Jesus, they have been enriched in every way. And I think sometimes we hesitate because we don't think we know enough. We don't think we can speak well enough. We get that Moses syndrome. I know I've had it. I stutter. I can't talk. Send somebody else. And God prompts us to love and pray and speak with our coworker, with our neighbor, with our family member. And instead of stepping up, we make excuses. And in essence, whether we do so directly or not, we ask God to send somebody else. But when we are made new in Christ, and our sermon series, probably through February, is going to be on all of these, not all of them, but a variety of new things that have been made new in us, through us, but by Jesus, by us coming into relationship with Him. And when we're made new in Christ, the Bible says that we have been enriched in every way. And I know sometimes we look at what we have and we're not so sure we're as enriched as we would like to be. In our American culture, as well as many others, the first place we often look is our bank account. And we question, God, am I really enriched in every way? We look at our talents and abilities and we question, God, am I really enriched in every way? We look at our opportunities. We look at, well, frankly, we look at others. And that in a essence becomes our downfall in every one of these areas. We compare to those that we think have been enriched in every way. And we find what we have to be lacking because we generally compare to those with more according to the world standards. As I think of today and this day set aside to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as I mentioned yesterday in the message, if we pull out all of these quotes today and we never live by them and it's the only day that we ever even think about them, we're not really honoring his memory at all. We're not really honoring his life and his legacy. It's my belief, as I've spent time reading some of his works and his history and life, that primarily, and I think he would, if he were living and able to agree or disagree, that role as a preacher of the gospel was central to everything he did. And yet sometimes we lose sight of that because we want to focus on our own agenda. We want to focus on the parts that match up with what we like and ignore the parts that we're uncomfortable with. And so there are those that will quote Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and maintain division based on race, maintain division based on economic status, maintain division that would go completely against the gospel of Jesus Christ and the main message that he shared. There are those that would quote and promote Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and also promote hatred and violence, and that wasn't a part of his life either. We're pretty good at that, not just with his works, but with God's word as well. But when we come into relationship with Jesus, when we live as those who have been made new in Christ, we are enriched in every way, and we ought to be able to see the fullness of God. We ought to be able to see the fullness of God in Scripture, in the person of Jesus, in one another. Others ought to be able to see that fullness of God in ourselves. It's not a one-dimensional character that we're talking about. If you have children or grandchildren, specifically of a certain age, a generation, you may be familiar with a character, so to speak, that's called Flat Stanley. And in essence, it was I don't even know where it began. But it began as this, and continued as this concept of mailing a paper cutout of Stanley. And it eventually grew into where oftentimes it would be the student themselves that would be the model for this cutout, and whether they use their own name or whether they maintain the Flat Stanley name with it, the idea was they were sending this cut out to various places and asking that it get passed around and following the journey. And while that's exciting and it's really an incredible tool, I think, in teaching a lot of things, history and geography, and depending on the scope of where that gets sent to, at the end of the day, it's a very one-dimensional object. flat Stanley really can't experience anything. The experiences are all based on the people that flat Stanley comes into contact with and their willingness or lack of willingness to participate fully in the project. I think far too often we live as Christians as flat Stanley versions of what we ought to be, and everything revolves around those that we come in contact with and what they're willing to do or not willing to do, because we're not going to live out the flesh and bones. We're not willing to live out the fully enriched life. We're satisfied with just remaining behind the scenes, stuck on the wall somewhere, hoping to get sent to a better place. And God says, when you're made new in Christ, you're made to be different than that. You're made to be enriched in every way. And I love that he includes both knowledge and teaching. And he's talking about the Corinthians, those that he will address later in this letter, and in some very stern terms about their behavior, about their activities, about their need for repentance. It's not based on our perfection. It's not based on our goodness. It's based on our being made new in Christ, that God comes in, he moves in through his Spirit, and he enriches us so that we're able to teach and instruct using God's Word and his Spirit. We're able to be filled with knowledge of God, and knowledge that is necessary. We're able to live that fullness of life and to present that fullness of life to others. And so today, as we live life, as we think about what it looks like to honor Martin Luther King Jr. or anyone else for that matter, are you living that fullness of life? Are you accepting the totality of the teaching of Scripture? Are you willing to apply it to your life? Are you bold enough to forego the picking and choosing and the buffet style, take what you like and leave what you don't mentality? I think we honor God, we honor one another, we honor those that have spoken on his behalf when we live as those who have been enriched in every way. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has not only given us what we need for salvation, for righteousness, for being cleansed through Christ, your love has enriched us. It has enriched us with knowledge, it has enriched us with instruction and the ability to share Jesus with people that we meet. And Father, sometimes we get so caught up comparing our abilities with our understanding of others, and we judge ourselves as lacking. And then we begin to question you, and we follow this path of temptation that leads us to doubt your goodness and leads us to silence. So, Father, today I pray that you would help us to know the enriching of your Spirit, the enriching of your Word, the enriching of your presence through one another. Father, may we be bold enough to live out the fullness of the gospel, to be known as those who love, as those who treat one another equally, as those who reject favoritism, as those that do away with prejudice in our life. as those who look upon the character of another person rather than the color of their skin or the size of their bank account or anything else. Father, may the enriching that we receive from you not only change who we are, but may it change how we see others. And Father, today may we be those that serve you because we love you. And may that service be seen in the way that we serve one another, the way that we open ourselves up, the way that we embrace, the way that we forgive, the way that we correct, the way that we receive correction. Father, may we live in that new way because we live as those who are made new in Christ. And God, may doing that help us to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.